Millions of voters went to the polls today in India, among them the country's Prime Minister, Narendra Modi. He spoke to reporters after casting his ballot in his home state of Gujarat. Modi said a voter ID card is a more powerful weapon than an improvised explosive device, a reference perhaps to Sunday's attacks in neighboring Sri Lanka. India's general election is taking place over several weeks, with voters in different parts of the country casting ballots on a staggered schedule. The results won't be announced until May 23rd. Modi and his BJP party are hoping for 5 more years in power. The opposition Congress Party is determined to stop his return. We asked reporter Chavi Sachdev in Mumbai for her take on the voting.
So it's really interesting to me the contrast between this election and the last one. In the last one, I was that person telling people, you have to vote. What? You're not voting? And people were like, oh, it's a long weekend. We'll just go out of town. This time, everybody I know feels like this is a make or break sort of thing. And they feel really, really invested in the voting. This election is proving to be very polarizing.
Yeah, what is that determination about? Why is it so polarized?
Well, there's a lot of issues at stake, but mostly it's because of our Prime Minister. Mr. Modi has a huge cult of personality and it seems like you're either for it or against it. And people either want him back or they just don't. And I think the rhetoric is finally in place where people realize that they are in charge of this. Their vote matters. And I'm really hopeful that we'll have an even larger turnout than we've been seeing. We've broken some records in the last two phases. And I hope that Mumbai, which is generally very apathetic, I'm really hoping we'll have a lot more representation and people going out to vote.
I'm curious about one aspect of the elections in India, environmental issues. I hear the two main parties have been making some promises on this front. What are they saying?
Yes. For the first time ever, both parties have released manifestos that have a subsection on the environment. So the BJP, they are promising to take care of air pollution as a priority and also taking care of the forest lands. The Congress has gone further. They've talked about air pollution, but they've also talked about water, soil, maintaining biodiversity. So I did a little tiny Twitter poll this morning to check what people thought. Is either party, if they come into power, are they going to actually push through?
And what did you hear back from this informal poll?
Nobody believes they're going to do anything, really.
Do Indian environmentalists, like professionals, scientists, do they have any respect for either of these plans?
I think I'm hearing a little more confidence in the Congress Party because their track record for green issues is slightly better. The BJP is very focused on economic development, and of course the Congress is as well. It's super capitalistic. But they had put measures in place in their previous term, and they've really spelled out a lot of different issues that people think at least is a good beginning.
And key in all this is, of course, Indian voters. How do they feel about environmental issues? Do they care?
I think people do care more than they have before, which is not to say that they care a lot. There was last month a human chain was formed of environmentalists who demanded that the parties actually address environmental issues, and perhaps the manifestos are a result of that kind of pressure.
Chavi, if not the environment, what will decide this election, do you think?
So the economy definitely, and of course there's spin on both sides about how that's going. And agriculture, farmers have a large voice, and both parties have different measures they've promised to take to alleviate distress, agricultural distress, and unfortunately, religion.
And what about religion? How are people voting along religious lines, or how is that factoring into their decisions?
So basically, if you believe that the minorities are threatening the majority, the Hindu majority, then you're aligned with the BJP. And if you're a minority or you're worried that the secular fabric of our constitution is being eroded, then you're voting not for the BJP.
So Chavi, are you saying that's basically the politics of division in India?
Yes, I think so. I think we have a long history of telling one population that they're under threat from a different population, usually the minorities, and that insecurity ends up with this us and them feeling, and so you end up voting along religious lines or other divisions, definitely. Not just Hindu-Muslim, but Hindu versus low-caste Hindu, Hindu versus Muslim, Hindu versus Christian.
This has been really helpful. Reporter Chavi Sachdev in Mumbai, thank you.
My pleasure, Marco.